Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Up next, reaching into the chicken coop for a handful of fresh eggs isn't just a farm activity. A number of cities, including Urbana, allow residents to keep fowl. Lisa Braltz talks to some urban chicken wranglers in this week's edition of In My Backyard.
A couple of weeks ago, my husband called me at the office to let me know he had just seen something I might find interesting. He was in Urbana on his way back to his office from running an errand, he said, when he spotted a woman walking down the street with her chicken. We're hardly strangers to fowl here in Urbana, Illinois. People have legally, and quietly for the most part, been keeping chickens within city limits for ages. And there have been a couple of mini explosions of urban fowl activity in the last decade. In fact, I'd say we're in the middle of one of these explosions right now. I'm sure this is due, at least in part, to enhanced awareness about where food comes from, and especially about how animals are raised before we eat them or their byproducts. I figured, though, that everyone who makes the decision to keep chickens, to take the step of bringing home these creatures that are way different than anything with, say, fur, has a good reason for it. There's a story behind it. The houses in our part of the city are quite small by current standards, but the yards are pretty generous. Some friends of ours in the neighborhood have an awesome garden situation in their backyard. Theirs is the garden that inspired me to first start growing food. This family has spent two decades filling the space with raised beds for growing vegetables, growing yet more vegetables up trellises, planting and moving perennial flowers and herbs. And the result is this incredibly rowdy, colorful, verdant, and lush space that is also totally functional. About 10 years ago, the old dog run was no longer being used, so it made sense, said one of my friends, to clean it out and add six chickens to the mix, especially since they provide food for their keepers and excellent manure for the garden, and having chickens would be a great learning experience for their then young children. However, our friends, who still have several chickens and now ducks, aren't sentimental about it. They definitely see their birds as part of their backyard food production scenario. When they outlive their usefulness, said the other of my friends, a bird's time on the tiny farmlet has come to an end. In this case, poultry aren't really seen as pets. Others, though, see them as both agricultural contributors and as pets. Another poultry arrangement in the neighborhood is between two households, and it came about suddenly when neighbors who had chickens were moving overseas. Karen Klebe was a reluctant chicken owner.
I was vehemently opposed to chickens. Sam wanted them right away when we got the house, and I was just like, no. Just no. They're smelly, they're messy, and quite honestly, I just didn't want to be those people.
We'd had this joke in our marriage that there were only two things in our prenuptial agreement. They were no chickens and no minivan.
Her husband, Sam Vandegrift, remembers it a bit differently.
We had some friends who were moving out of the country, and they'd gotten birds about a year ago, and we saw them raised from chicks up through pullets, and then they started laying eggs, and it was really awesome watching them discover what it was like to have birds and raise animals that they were going to eat something from. I remember my spouse surprised me by suggesting that we take the birds in, which I thought was really quite a transformation from where we were. Absolutely, absolutely not. And I wasn't quite sure, actually. I was suspicious, so I thought that there was actually a gold caravan on the way. So
Sam and Karen's partners in this endeavor are their next-door neighbors, Ryan Griffiths and Sarah Ross. While Sarah, who isn't really an egg eater, was pretty interested in raising chickens, Ryan, who does eat eggs, was rather indifferent to the whole idea, until the chance came, he said, to inherit these ready-made chickens. They knew the coop would reside next door with Karen and Sam, but decided that in order to give the chickens more room to range, they would get out the bolt cutters and cut a hole in the fence to enable the chickens to move between yards. It's an arrangement that exists to this day, though they've had to create more fencing in order to keep the chickens from totally devouring their garden. Ryan sees the birds as occupying this in-between space. Not quite pets, but not quite farm animals either.
They're not like dogs or cats in the sense that they come into the house with you later. We don't have names for them or call them and expect them to behave in the way that you expect pets to behave or to return any kind of affection. It's not necessarily like that, but probably I would think that we worry about them probably more than most people who are raising, you know, like a larger number of chickens.
Life with chickens isn't perfect. Even though they forage all day long, they do require feeding. They need structures to live in. Predators can sometimes be a problem, and occasionally they can get sick and pass away suddenly. When one of the four ready-made chickens died without warning, Sam was really upset. He said it made him rethink his initial desire to learn how to slaughter his own birds. A couple of months later, he's still not sure he wants to. And Karen appreciates them way more than she thought she would. They're a really great cheering section when you're out working in the yard, she says. They're friendly. They'll eat anything. Plus, eggs. It kind of makes a girl want to build a coop for a few ready-made chickens in her backyard. Just don't tell my husband.
Lisa Brott's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLANG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have a story idea for In My Backyard, we would love to hear it. Drop us an email at willagstaff.org. That's willagstaff.org.